Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, wow. Look at this. Thank you so much for being here. Now, are you ready to have a roller coaster of emotions today?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to seeing me demonstrate the bunny talk process on somebody? Yeah. Now, if the energy in here wasn't already massive, I tell you what, how about let's bring it up even further? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so I will do this first and then you follow me each step. Okay, so we're going to do it. So you ready? Put your hands together. I'll say it first and then we're going to say it. My mind is still like water. So you say it now. My mind is still like water. My body is strong like a mountain. You say it. My body is strong like a mountain. My heart is fierce like a lion. You ready? My heart is fierce like a lion. Rawr! Right. Stand up, guys. Stand up. Let's all do it together. Okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
With me. Okay? My mind is still like water. My body is strong like a mountain. My heart is fierce like a lion. Rawr! Okay, excellent. Do I do that with my clients?
Yes.
Yes, of course I do, because it's fun, okay? Do I wear happy clothes when I see my little girls and boys? Yes, I do. Or children, let's say children. So yes, I do, because they don't even know what they do. They're coming in to have some change work, and that's it. And that is what you are all going to learn today. Now, I have a story. It is very, very emotional. So do excuse me if I well up. Okay. I am doing my best to get better at that, at not blubbing. I will be wanting a volunteer. A person will want to volunteer. A person who doesn't mind getting vulnerable. Okay. A person who won't mind me drawing around their body. So preferably somebody not in white. And a person who won't mind being recorded, because this recording is going to go out to all of you. I'm sending around a form for you to pop your emails on. I don't know where it is, but if you can pop your email on there, then you will get this recording. Now, so first of all, there's a lot of people here, no questions, okay? Because I've got a table out there. You can ask me them there, all right? My story, okay? Let me start. Who remembers shadow puppets? Who remembers playing shadow puppets? Yeah, we all did, didn't we? Okay. And my husband was away a lot. He was in the Royal Navy. He was away many, many months at a time. And my daughter and I, she would get into bed with me in the morning. We'd play. She was tiny. She was a little girl, 2, 3. And we would do this. She particularly loved the bunnies. And we started sort of doing mummy bunny and baby bunny. And I taught her the days of the week as she got older. We played days of the week, months of the year, simple math. And it was always fun. And sometimes I would be the baby bunny and she would be the little, the teacher or the mummy bunny. And I would get it wrong on purpose. And she would say, it's okay, don't worry, just have another go. So she learned to be kind. She learned to be kind, because I never told her off either. Because you don't when you're playing, do we? We don't tell each other off. Now, you are all hypnotists. You know what that is. I had no idea at the time. I was creating an anchor. I had no idea. And we roll on now. We roll on to moving to America. She's nearly 13. Oh, and then there's lovely COVID. No friends, no going to school for 2 years. And she's with her thoughts, I guess. She starts self-harming, okay? She comes through to my room. It's New Year's Eve, sorry. And sobbing, it was a horrible sob. It was a scary sob. I went to her room, held her,
Can you tell me what it is?
She wouldn't tell me. And don't ask me what made me do it. I got my mummy bunny out. And she got her little baby bunny out with her little ears down. And she told mummy bunny what had happened to her. Now, mummy bunny didn't react because mummy bunny never did. Mummy bunny was safe. I had anchored in safety, love, security, unconditional love. At that time, all those years that we've been playing, and we've been doing it intermittently as well. And it was just our little thing. And we figured it out, what we would do. And it was about 5 o'clock now in the morning, and she said to me, "It's all right, I'm all right now, you can go to bed now, you can go back." So she clearly, it calmed her down. And the whole thing is that she had been able to tell me because she had dissociated that out of her body. Now, I then spoke about this to Cheryl Ellman. I was training in sleep talk. And Cheryl said to me, "Claudia, you've got to do something with that." So I did. I wrote an ebook. I wrote it for parents. Parents' Journey in the Bunny Talk Process is $2.99 on Amazon. Okay? So I thought that was it. And then I went to Hit the Thoughts Live and I spoke about it there. And I had two people come up to me. One's here and he said to me, "Are you going to make this into a course?" And I said, "Well, no, because it's for parents and anybody can do that. Shadow puppets." And he said, "Right." And I know he was saying this to encourage me. "If you don't, I will." And I went, "No, it's mine." So I thought, well, hang on a minute. I see children anyway, and I draw around their body. And I just thought, well, I'll just be doing it with a bunny now. And I thought, hang on, I see teenagers. And I use all my emotional intelligence. And then I see, and also when I see children, I actually want the parents to come in to see me as well. So with all the emotional intelligence. And it just all made sense. And it was so easy for me to collate it all into a course because it's how I work. And it's what I know. And it's easy for me. I've got a manual. I don't use the manual because it's all in my head. This is something that I share now. And because so many of the times, and tell me if you agree with me, is that the parents will say, "Can you fix my child?" And I go, I really don't like that word, fixing your child, because we all know that often it's not the child. And yes, it's the parents. So I say, "Well, how about you come in? How about you come in for a session? And then we can figure something out." So this is one of the diagrams that I draw. Okay? Can everybody see me? And I draw this for them. This is the triangle of life. And here we have our mind is eager to learn. Our body is eager to get going. And our soul is brand new and shiny from Soul World. I then ask them, "Do you believe in souls?" Some do, some don't. Most do. And if they don't, then I go self. And then I also know something. Because we calibrate all the time, do we not, with our clients? All the time. We're always learning. So every kind of little nuance that you say, you're learning all the time, clocking away what's going on. Now, when these all overlap, we have this lovely little bit in here. And that is called balance and harmony. And I explained to the parents or my teenagers, that is, that's the nice little bit when we're really little. Play, 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 Christmas birthdays, play, 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 Christmas birthdays. And not all of my clients have had that. And then that, you know, and it's very sad. However, no matter what, we go to school. Ugh. Okay. And then we have these and they're called expectations. Now, we're the best one in the world. As parents, we do have expectations. We have, you know, it's true. So we expect our children to do their homework. We expect them to come down for their dinner when we call them. We expect them to brush their teeth. However, I explain to my parents of the child, some parents put on their child, why didn't you make honor roll? Why didn't you make the football team? They did. Your brother did. Your sister did. Oh dear. And then it's kind of like you're watching a game for the parents, and you can see them going, I do that. Okay. Or they go, oh my gosh, my parents did that to me, and now I do it to my children. And these expectations, they lead to disappointments. And then we get this triangle, which is anger, fear, and guilt. And the anger feeds the fear, and the fear feeds the guilt, and the guilt feeds the anger, and the fear feeds the anger, and the anger feeds the guilt, and the guilt feeds the fear, and it goes every which ways. And people go, oh yeah, I know that triangle. I know that triangle. And all anger is based in fear. You go the below, you will get that fear. I'm not worthy. I'm unlovable. I'm not good enough. They're better than me. Who would listen to me? What makes me think I can do? No, I just best be quiet. Better hide. Now, I explained to my clients, my job, our job, is going to get people back there, balance and harmony, as best as we can. And we do that with acceptance. And that's acceptance of yourself and acceptance of others. Forgiveness. Forgiveness of yourself and forgiveness of others. Right, now, I have a little thing with forgiveness. I like it, but who am I? Who am I to tell somebody to forgive somebody when they've been abused? That's not my job. Okay? That is the person's job to do that. I, as I say to my clients, I can get them to a place of indifference. And that is what the bunny talk process does with the eye movements. Okay? I will need a person soon at some point. Okay? So I'd like somebody to think about whether they are happy to be lying on the floor in a minute. So forgiveness. I can get somebody to a place of indifference, and then it's their choice if they want to forgive. Okay? And then letting go. And I always ring that one because that is what I am really good at doing with the eye movements, with the bunny talk process. Okay? And then moving on, I say to my clients, that's your job. That's your job. Okay? So the teens love this. I've got so many other diagrams. I mean, I've got them. There's things like this that you learn. You know, there's all sorts of emotional intelligence diagrams. That's that one. There you go. That one. Loads of different things that you all will learn. All right? Now, got my little ball here, okay, my expandable ball. Where did I get this from? Carl Smith. He knows, all right? He knows I use this. So I use this. Now, when I'm with my little children, all right, I don't do this with my little ones, all right? I do that with the parents and all of that with their parents. And then guess who you've got as clients as well? The parents, okay? And so this is what I explain with my children. And I'm going to do it all with you now, and we're all going to set up an anchor. Would you like that? Have an anchor. So the person who comes up with me soon will have already got an anchor into the bunny. So this represents a part of our brain, the amygdala, all right? And it's always looking after us. Fight, flight, freeze. Fight, flight, freeze. It's always looking after us. And I explain to my little children, so now we're all little children, okay, because this is what you're coming for, is that when there's something very nasty that happens, we go like that. I mean, it can go like that when we're having really good fun as well. However, when we're having something that's not very nice, when we feel trapped, then it sticks on here like a big blob of poo, Okay? So it sticks on here like a blob of poo. And then it kind of starts to ooze around like sloppy poo. And they're going, ooh. And I go, and I understand that you've got a little bit of poo on there. Shall we clear that poo up? Yes. Okay. Because nobody likes to have sloppy poo and poo on them. So, and then I have had people say to me, oh, so you're the pooper scooper. Yes, I'm the poop scooper. And you'll all be scooping poop too. Okay. So how wonderful is that? So we're all pooper scoopers. Now, and then so that when that thing that they used to get upset about, used to get afraid of, they will then go, meh. So say if it's bullying, they'll just go, meh, instead of, because we know that that is distress. Yeah? That is when the body starts keeping the score and other things happen. Again, which you'd all learn on those other diagrams, and that's what I explain. So I clear those. All right, that's what you will all do as well. Now, an anchor. So let's set in safety, love, and security into our fingers. And you can all do this too if you want. Okay, so I'd like you to, you can close your eyes. And what I'd like you to do is to go to a remembered time when you felt really relaxed and calm. You're all hypnotists, so I know you know that feeling, all right? I want you to go there now. And you could be by a lake. You could be by the sea. You could be in your bed. You could be in the bath. A time when you felt really relaxed and calm. And I want you to now imagine that as though that's happening right here and now. All the smells, the sounds, maybe any people around you. And when you feel as though that's happening right here and now, I want you to anchor that into your finger and thumb as though that's happening right here and now. Really power that feeling in. And now, clear the image, open your eyes, and relax your finger and thumb. So let's go to one that's a funny one, okay? We're going to anchor in some fun times. So closing your eyes again now, I'd like you to go back to a remembered time when you were having a really good belly laugh. Again, I'm going to share this with you. Sometimes I get my clients who say, I can't think of anything funny. So I share one. I share one. When I did a presentation, I got given some white chocolates. And they gave me, I don't like white chocolate because it's too sweet. I gave them to my husband. We know what men are like. Put the whole thing in his mouth. He's chewing and then he's going, mm-hmm. And then I've got some children here now, so I can't swear. And he went, oh, it's effing, it's soap. And then he starts putting water in his mouth. It's a bath bomb. He's foaming at the mouth now. And then he's saying, you did that on purpose. And I'm like going, no, I didn't. Anyway, it was just very, very funny. So when I share that with somebody, then they go, oh, yeah, I remember one. So go back to a fun time, a time when you remembered a funny time, when you were laughing your head off because it was so funny. It is often when somebody is in pain. That's my English black sense of humor, I guess. So close your eyes. Go back to a remembered time as though it's happening right here and now. You are having that belly laugh. Anchor that feeling in. You know the people around you. You know the people involved. You know the giggles. You know how that felt inside your body and how fun that was. And power that into your finger and thumb. Power that in. Power that fun in. And now clear the image, open your eyes, and relax your finger and thumb. And who is going to be my person? Oh, there we go. Only one hand. Okay, nice to meet you. Okay, so first of all, please have a seat. And what I do, so we've already explained, so I know we're going to do a little bit of pretend and we're going to do a little bit of what I'm doing, all right? So we have explained the poo already on here, so you know that. And so in your mind now, I'd like you to think, Kevin, about something that you would like to clear, okay? And I also, when I'm with my children, I'm just going to get some more things up here. When I have my children, I use one of these. And I find it, it's building rapport. Okay. So when I first meet a child, I ask them like, who's their, if they had a magic power, what would it be? Who are their friends? And I'm learning all the time about them. Cause again, it's about calibrating and you can see then how engaged your child is. Okay. Now, so imagine we've just done that because I don't want to run out of time because I really want you to see the bunny talk process in action. So are you now happy to lie on here for me? There we go. So I'll just get you. Okay. So I do this as well with my children. Get them to help me. What have I got then when they're helping me? Compliance. Yep. So we're going to just lay that down on the floor there. I hope it's long enough because you're rather tall. Okay. So feel free to lie down. Okay. Thank you. And I really appreciate you doing this because it's, you know, that's it. You might like to just scoot up a little bit just because your feet, that's it. Just a like little worm. They love that. You know, little caterpillar doing things. And I am up and down, up and off the floor all the time with my children because children get bored and they need to move about. Okay. This is playing, isn't it? I get my parents to do this bit. Okay. My parents draw around the body. So let's just move your arms a little bit around there. And so now I did this because I used to do this with my children, my own children, in England. We used to do this a lot. It rains a lot in England. You need to do indoor activities. And this is a really good fun one, yeah? So, excuse me, because I've now got my backside to people. I do apologize, there we go. And some children, they have their lots of long hair and it's splayed out and they look like mermaids. But it's basically like a little gingerbread man thing. So when I train this online, we just draw gingerbread men. Works just as effectively. And when anybody does this with me in person, you get the online ones course again for free because I actually just really want people to do this and do it, learn, know how to do it and do it well because we're all here to make a difference. I've got a Facebook group for it up and running already. Okay, wonderful. So if you'd like to roll off for me. And then I'll get my colours. So here we go. Now, we actually are probably going to get on the floor now. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
I know you've just got back up. But again, kids don't mind. And then, you see, and I do things like that. And then they go and pick it up for me. Brilliant. I actually didn't do that on purpose, but anyway, so here we go. So I'm just going to get some here. Okay. So Kevin, I ought to sit on the floor, but I'm just going to sit up because I'm a bit older than you. You've told me, get this again here, that there's a bit of poo. We've got a bit of poo on here, haven't we? Okay. And would you like to get rid of that bit of poo? Yeah, would that sound good? And when you think about that bit of poo right now, where do you feel that in your body?
Right here.
Right here? Okay. Can you find a colour that would be like that? That right there. Is there a colour that is similar? Okay. Yeah. So Kevin's chosen red. Again, what are we doing? That's what, I know the color. All right. So now he's going to draw it. However, he's going to draw it. What does that look like for you? What shape is it in your, you said it was in your chest. What's that like for you?
Triangle.
Okay. So. Okay. Is there anything else with it? Is it heavy? What's it like? So he's doing, and feel free to come over and have a look. So he's drawn a triangle, and it's like got bits like that in it, okay? In red. Has it got a sound? Has it got a smell? Anything? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, okay? It doesn't, okay. And what emotions have we got attached? What are the emotions have we got? What words would you use attached to that?
Fear and anger.
Okay, would you like to write those down, fear and anger? I did this with a young man with Down syndrome. His mum was there with me, and we got the change, okay? So we've written down fear. Should we get rid of that? Would that sound good?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So for sitting up purposes, we're actually going to now roll that back up. Again, there's a lot of movement when I'm with my children. We're rolling around. What am I doing then when I'm doing that? A lot of change work with a child. Breaking states. Okay? So have a seat. There we go. And you all know that we have just created some anchors already, okay? And so what I'm going to do is I'd just like you to look at my bunny, because you know we've got the bunny, haven't we? Okay? But I don't want him to be doing that yet either, all right? So if you do find somebody doing that, but let's just do this. Just follow my, while you run your mind through that fear and anger. You know it. Well done. Really good. Really good. Excellent. Excellent. Really good. Well done. Well done. Excellent. Good. Really good. Excellent. Let it go. Shake it off. Shake it off like a dog does. Shake your body. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Good. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Good job. Thank you. Thank you. Good. Bunny's got it. Deep breath in through your nose and out. And what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay. And I knew I'd forgotten something. There we go. I scale with a ruler because children can't often imagine numbers like that. So I scale it. So if you like to open your eyes and imagine as though we had, because I do apologize, we were meant to have found out where you were on your scale. Where are you now on your scale? 12 being the worst, 0, nothing. And if you could just share with us, where was it before when we started?
Here.
Up there. Okay, so now we're down there. Now, the reason why I make mistakes on purpose sometimes is to show that it doesn't matter. The client never knows. The client never knows. It just doesn't matter. If any of us ever mess up at any point, it doesn't matter. Just crack on. Just carry on. Don't think, oh, I've messed it up now. Just carry on, okay? So, and I'm not a perfectionist, and that's really helpful. So we're down at 4 now, okay? So should we bring that down a bit more now? Does that sound good? Okay, so just follow my fingers. That's it. And allow your wonderful unconscious mind to take the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding from those feelings so that you can process them in a way that is safe and right for you. Good job. Well done. And putting them in the right place in your brain so that they never need to bother you again. Good job. Well done. Taking the wisdom and the learning and the understanding so that you can process that. Excellent. That feeling in a way that is safe and right for you. Good job. Well done. Excellent. Excellent. Good. Bunny's got it. Deep breath in through your nose and out. And what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Oatmeal.
oatmeal, okay? And again, when I'm with a child, it's easy for me to remember because I'm using the bunny a lot. Where is that on your scale now? Open your eyes. Where is that on your scale now? It's like, go away, everybody. Where are you on that scale now?
Two.
Excellent. Okay. Should we see if we can get it down any further?
Yeah.
That
we
good.
Can get it down to zero.
Oh. Marvellous. What a very compliant person you are, Kevin. That's it. Just following the bunny fingers and allow your wonderful unconscious mind to take the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding from that feeling, from those emotions, so that you can process them in a way that is safe and right for you. Good job. Well done. Excellent. Excellent. And putting them in the right place in your brain so that they never need to bother you again. Good job. Taking the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding so that you can process those feelings in a way that is safe and right for you. Good job, well done. Excellent, excellent, good job. Bunny's got it. Deep breath in through your nose and out. Wonderful. And what's your favorite jungle animal?
Orangutan.
Oh, cool. I like orangutans. Okay, there we go. And if you open your eyes, and Kevin, where are you on your scale now?
Zero.
Wonderful. And yes, well done, Kevin. That's it. And another feeling come in? Other emotions come in?
Yeah. I thought of something funny.
Oh, great. Okay, what was that?
The idea of someone who can't grasp the concept that good cop, bad cop requires two individuals.
Okay. So, and that's okay. So, what's a good emotion for you that we can now have for you instead of fear and anger? Because there's a void now, and we want to fill it with something good. So, what's a good emotion that you would like instead of anger and fear?
Joy.
Joy. Okay. So now I would like you to press your fingers to. Your bunny fingers, okay? Are you ready? Joy. 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 Bunny gives you joy. Wonderful. Okay? And now let's get our drawing out again. There we go. And of course, I help you again. And what is joy look like on your body? Where have we got a pen there that expresses joy?
Green for some reason.
Green, okay. Because it's theirs. He's owning it. Yes? He's owning it. He's done the change work. We guide. That is it. This is all eyes open hypnosis. Feel free to show us where joy is, Kevin.
I feel it all over.
Go for it. Go for it.
You want me to?
Yes. Express it. You own it. When the chat, this is your body. You are now putting joy inside your body. And so, and the kids, I mean, I've got people, and when I do this with my adults, they swear all over it. They do all sorts of stuff. And at the beginning, and then they change it. And it is just the things I've got are just absolutely delightful. Look. He has just crossed that out. Now, he did that. Not me. Okay? He just did that. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. Well done. Yeah. That was absolutely awesome. And then, please feel free to stay, because I know we've still got some more time, so that's good. Let me just grab some water. What do I have here? Toys. Whole load of little toys. Okay, we don't need the scissors and we don't need that. Thank you. Again, something like that. And then the child helps me. They're helping me. Compliance, they're in it. Yes? Because things happen like that, don't they? I didn't do that on purpose. It just kind of happened. And as I say to everybody, I am not magic. This is one of yours. I am not magic. I cannot take all of those feelings and things. I cannot change people's memories. But we can. So if it's like a big frog in your throat, you know, there's those things that come up here. We can turn that frog or those feelings back, say the frog, back into a tadpole or frog spawn. So that instead of going there, distress, you are just going, nah. Because it's happened. And then you take the you understanding from it. And you just did. You just actually came up with that. This good cop, bad cop. I didn't tell him to say that. You did it. You did the work. The client does the work. Always. Okay, what have we got the toys for? Ready. So if you were to choose your family from any of these, or if that was indeed what it was, good cop, or whatever situation was in there, obviously when I'm doing my children, they will like choose. I've got a pride camel. Made sure I got something like that. Okay. But there's like, they will have, oh my goodness. Sometimes, so I've got a snake. Okay. I use this for my snake phobias. So they will often, it's quite sad, have to say their parents like that and wrap the snake around it because that's how they feel. May even add a spider on there as well. Okay. And by the end of it, okay, by the end of it, they then have, oops, they've gone and they've done that. They've done their own work. Okay, so that's why the animals are really useful as well. And with adults, because we are all children. We have our little inner children. And when I play this with my very kinesthetic adults, usually, I've got hair in my mouth, then they absolutely love it. They're all over it. And they're like really playing. And it's just like, ooh, okay. They're using their imagination. They are doing the work. Do you feel as though you're good? Did you want to have a little go with any of the animals? Have you kind of, just now, because are you associating who's who by looking at them there? Did that give you some time?
For the new feeling? Or the...
Do you know what? Sometimes I like to check the work. Tell me the old story. And if anything comes up again, then do you know what? Because you're checking the work, then you do the eye movements again. All right? So tell me the old story with the, you know, I don't have to hear all of it because you're going to do it. But just choose the animals and people just have a little play. It's really important to check the work, I believe. And then, yes, if they go, well, I don't really want to, actually, I just want to tell the good story. Well, then, do you know what, Kevin? If you just want to tell the good story, tell the good story. Because if it's gone, it's gone. And you just want to feel joy. If you're like literally joy, and you know, is that you? Aww.
Yeah.
So you've just chosen this. That's Kevin. Okay? Isn't that cute? Okay? And it's like, and people often do just want to go, no, I can't go back there. It's gone now. And then they just start playing with their little, it's up to you.
But something did cross my mind. I only have two hands, so.
We can get on the floor and you can play. I mean, I've even got a little plastic hammer here so that people can do whatever they, I don't know what they're going to do. It's their journey. I'm just here to literally facilitate and guide it. So did anything come up?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's. Okay, so here, just so that everybody knows, we have three spiders and we have Kevin. Okay, so, okay, go for it. Now. Just do it. So he's taking the hammer and he's smacked. He's literally got rid of those. Poof, they've gone away. Isn't that brilliant? Well done. And now what's What's Kevin doing now? This is all adaptable because it's your client. There's no right or wrong in any of this. You cannot get it. You can't do that. So he's now, he's got all these toys. And now, isn't that lovely? So he's taken more lovely, cute little toys and he's playing with them. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's a group hug.
It's a group hug? Oh, my goodness. Come here. Isn't that lovely? Well done. Sorry, big round of applause for Kevin. And please feel free to go back. That was absolutely brilliant. Okay. So have you all learned something new today?
Yeah.
Have you been reminded of something you already knew? You already know. Would you like to know how you can learn something more? How I can help you even more?
Yeah.
So now it's a conference. We've got the two Riches. I'm good friends with them. And they've asked me to do a really good offer, okay? A really good special thing for you. So, in person, if you learn, I've got this offer, the Bunny Talk process, in person, all right? You get that. The value of it is just huge because you can do it with all of your clients. A value $2,000, all right? And then I've got, many of you know that I am a Nightingale Dementia Consultant. I don't know if any of you have been in there in any of my talks on dementia. I am now training that. It's going to be once a week for a year. I have guest speakers coming in. Beryl Comer, Chester is going to come in. Dr. Daniel Nightingale, they're going to come in and help guide us through that. You will then know how you'll become a Nighthouse Brain Health Associate. Dementia is the next pandemic. It's here. Your clients are battling with cancer. I mean, with, and Larry, that's why I said it. Like I say, I always make mistakes on purpose. Because Gary Coles has already signed up for this. He is going to be our cancer expert in this group. Facebook group, again, is already up and running. That is value $2,000. Quality corporate content. All of my stuff, all of these soft skills, I train to realtors and all of that. And anybody, and then they have parents, they have children. Value. I'm doing a day's workshop on that. Quality corporate content. What do you say? How do you say it? Some marketing skills on there. Value $2,000. Today, for this conference, you get all of those for $1,000. Remembering, anytime you do this one, the in-person one, you get it online for free. If you can only do it online, you can only do it online, but you're getting it in with this anyway, so it's fine. So $1,000 for this conference only. And you get my bonus, which is my Becoming a Happier You course, which is again value at $500. Rich Guzzi's Finished Funnels course, value $1,000. And then he's done something really extra, super wonderful for everybody. His business in a box, value $5,000. That's included as well. It's in the Bahamas. He will show you how to get to the Bahamas, how to get your flight, and how to get your Atlantis, staying at Atlantis. For free. So that is business in a box, value $5,000. That's a new one. That's not even on all the sheets that you've got. So I don't know. That must now be something like $12,500 for 1,000 this weekend. Okay. And it's $1,000. I know it's a lot. So you can tie it in now, $250 a month. That's what you can lock it in for. How does that sound? Because this, once you're doing any of these, you've got so much content then for your clients. It's a no-brainer. I would do it if I wasn't training it. I would actually do this because it is fabulous. Okay? Thank you. You have been a fabulous audience. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. There we go. Yay. Wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.